The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, folks. Under sunny skies here in Central Texas, the 29th day of August 2017. And apparently, there is some good news for the people in Houston. Yes, it's true that this thing backed up into the Gulf, but moved forward a little bit, and it's kind of shifting a little bit towards Louisiana. But one of the weather reports that I'm hearing now out of Houston is they may get another inch or two of rain, and that's going to be it out of the system. So just the time that they started to relieve pressure in their couple of dams up there in West Houston, intentionally flooding some neighborhoods, well, it was either that or they said, look, this thing is overflowing to begin with, and if it breaks, we're going to lose a lot more. So at any rate, apparently, now east of Houston, east side of Houston and east of Houston proper, they're probably still going to get a little bit more rain, but it looks like this thing is petering out and finally dying. You know, it's been in the news now since, well, gosh, the build-up to this, since last week, early last week. And then all of a sudden it was an issue, and then we had the Cat 4 Texas two-stepping hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Bizarre. At any rate, any other updates on that, we will bring them to you. This has been weighing a lot on a lot of people's minds, just these acting out, just people with an opinion based on nothing and just getting in other people's faces. And, yeah, I'll be honest with you. What I look at this as being is just crapping on this country's history. You know, sticking your finger in its eye, you know, have we been perfect? Do we have problems now? Oh, yeah, we do. But to go back and try to change the history of this country is another thing entirely. And that's distressing. It's also distressing what they're doing with children going to these school systems. You know, I don't give a damn if it's a vouchered school. I don't care if it's a public school. The stuff that they're teaching, and I've got a classic example here. I usually don't play things from Fox News, but on this one, yeah, it warrants being replayed on air. And here's the bottom line to this. This was actually sent to me from One News Now, not Fox News. But two parents in Northern California, and I'll have to get Ron McDonald in on this one next Monday, spoke with Fox News about how their children were upset by the transgender lesson in their kindergarten class. Now, according to this, and I would peg her, female, white female, probably 30 to maybe 35 years of age, she was so concerned because there was a five-year-old in her class that was turning. Turning from what? from a little girl and they want to be a little boy or a little boy. And where is this influence coming from? A five-year-old. A five-year-old? Left alone, we figure out by... Yeah, that was loud. By... I get the sly look from our producer here over his shoulder. Yeah, what you're playing in there, yeah, I can hear in my ear, even with the headphones on. Any rate, this is part and parcel of the propagandizing of our children. Left alone, you know, it's funny how this happens. Remember how you went through this when you were a child? Can you remember back that far? We figured out who were little boys and who were little girls. And what are you laughing about? Have you been putting stuff in your coffee? I made it, yes, but I don't load it up with anything. I know what went in that coffee. I'm asking if you added anything. Yeah, I've got a guy sitting there staring at a blank screen laughing right now. At any rate, as long as you're happy... Are you transitioning? At any rate, sorry to make light of such a serious subject, but I got seriously somebody transgendering here before my very eyes. The woman herself, she was apologetic to the parents that showed up, that she was so concerned about this child that was turning. And like I said, you and I figured this stuff out. We didn't need government. We didn't need the teachers talking to us. I mean, we got a little bit of this on reproduction in the public schools, but when we were damn near post-pubescent, okay? Well, as a matter of fact, it was post-pubescence. And we all know when hormones rage for both young men and young women. I get that. Remember the first time that you were alone with a girl, guys, and you were so nervous because you never kissed a girl? You know, that's natural nervous stuff that goes on. But that's as nervous as I ever got about the issue of sexuality. I'm a boy, you're a girl. Okay. You know, I've got an Audi, you got an Indy. Okay, we get it. We got it. Here's the report. And this is McCallum over at Fox News that did the story. And the parents, the two women of the two children that came on Fox News were blacked out. They didn't give their real names. And they're really, their bailiwick here was they're not being told about what's being taught our children. Not the fact that they're teaching us. Now remember, this isn't a California school, okay? It's the Rockland Academy in Northern California. Here is the story. Incredible.
Was transitioning. The lesson upset some parents who say that they really would have appreciated a little heads up that this was going to happen in the classroom and that it left their children upset, some of them, and confused about all of this because they are 5 years old. For her part, the teacher says that she meant no harm.
What I will share over and over again is how proud I was of my students. It was never my intent to harm any students, only to support them through a difficult situation.
Support, now let me stop here. Support them through a difficult situation. What difficult situation? Because you've been working on some little five-year-old in there and trying to confuse them about the gender or the other crap that the school systems out there and people in general, the lefties, are inundating these kids with? She's proud of the fact? Oh, she was apologetic, all right. It's because she made national news. And the majority of the people out there, they're not stopping with, well, we just want to know what our kids are being taught. Excuse me? You know, what's going to be next on the list? If you're a snowflake, well, then you get to murder somebody that's picking on you, and here's the class instruction on how to use a stiletto to cut their jugular veins. I mean, where's it going to stop? You're already trashing the minds. Why not go after it physically as well?
So this has caused a sharp divide within this community. My next guests have children at this school, and they're so fearful about retribution in their community for not being okay with this that they have asked us to disguise their faces and their names. So for the purpose of this interview, we will call them Marianne and Susan. So Marianne and Susan, welcome. I can't believe that we live in a world where not being okay with this has put you in such a difficult situation that you can't show your face. I think that says a world about what we're talking about here. So Susan, tell everybody what your experience was with your child. She was read a book about transgender. A child in the class is transitioning, wants to be seen as a girl now. What was her reaction when she came home that night?
So we were not told about the book or anything by the school. I actually had to interview my five-year-old about what happened in class because when I asked the teacher, she told me that I had to ask my daughter. Mm. And so we were still confused about what had actually happened, but we did find out that the book I Am Jazz was read. And so a couple nights after, my daughter was taking a bath and she got up out of the water and her hair was slicked back and she saw a reflection of herself in the drain in the bathtub, and she started shaking and crying because she thought that she looked like a boy. And she was like, "Mommy, I don't want to be a boy. I turned into a boy, Mommy. I don't want to be a boy." Mm-hmm. And it was watching her go through that that I realized that this lesson that was taught to my child was not a lesson about acceptance or love. It was a lesson that caused her to have a lot of fear and confusion. And she was actually taught that she could turn into the opposite sex. And that is what really troubled me. I really wish that I had had the opportunity to talk to her about this first, and even the opportunity to opt out and maybe keep her home for the day if they had to discuss
I mean, obviously you should have that choice. And they should have told the parents. Apparently, the policy is that if they're going to talk about sex, they have to let the parents know. But if they're talking about gender identity, they can hide that from you and not share that with you. So, Marianne, your daughter made the grave mistake, you say, of calling this child, and nobody wishes any ill on this poor child and what they're going through, but she called him by the wrong name, right, and got in trouble?
Yes, that is correct. She saw the child on the playground, and she said hi to the name that they had gone to school together the entire last year, and he had had one name for kindergarten. And then he was reintroduced at the end of the school year by a new name, a girl name. And she is, though she's not in his class this year, they saw each other on the playground, and she ran up and said hi to him by the name she knows him as. And she was reprimanded on the spot. And then later that day, she was actually pulled out of her classroom and sent to the principal's office to discuss what had happened.
The school says she was not reprimanded. Student B was not punished or disciplined in any way. The student and the principal simply had a conversation, like conversations that would happen. Did she feel that she was reprimanded?
Absolutely. She, I met with the principal following the incident. She again said that she was not reprimanded. She was not punished in any way. I disagree. I mean, I agree that she wasn't formally punished, but to a small child to get pulled out of class.
Yeah. Oh, you feel like all eyes are on you and you're in trouble.
And
absolutely.
Office.
I'm almost out of time. Susan, I want to ask you a quick question. What's the response been from other parents who don't feel the way that you do? Why are you not allowed to speak out and show your face?
I think that this is a really polarizing issue, and people want to make it about a specific group of people, and that's really not what it's about. It's really about, I think any parent would want the right to know what their children are learning in school and the right to be notified if topics of anything like sexuality or any other controversial issue is talked about.
Yeah.
In a fifth grade class about talking about sexuality. And what really grabs me about this is, you couldn't ask the teacher what she's teaching the kids. You got to ask your kids. What? Wait a minute. I'm responsible to the age of 18, legally, for my children. So you're telling me that you can teach my kid and tell them anything in this damn class? And because I might not get a correct rendition from the child as to what you actually said, you know, I have no right to come in and ask of you what you're teaching my kids. and sexuality to a five-year-old, what the hell do they care? They don't care. You have something of a mild curiosity growing up. And as long as long as you can stay away from the rubber raincoated individual standing on the street corner of your school, the perverts that pornography has made, if you can keep your kids out of the internet and pornography sites and allowed to grow and transform into young adults like you and I did without outside influences, so to speak, when they might have a shot of being a normal, and that is up for grabs anymore, isn't it? What is normal and healthy? This is nothing but direct transmission belt to your child for propaganda purposes. I mean, really, your kid wigs out taking a bath. Little girl's hair is wet and she's afraid she's turning into a boy. And this is what this teacher is telling him. Oh, yeah, you can turn into a boy. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to. But if I keep pumping this crap into your little cranium, that's what's going to happen. You're going to end up monumentally confused. And for what end? I've had it with this. I don't even know what to call this anymore. I really don't have a correct descriptive term to use for these tactics that are being used on kids, our kids in this country. Do you remember me saying a long time ago, you know, you cannot put your child's education on automatic pilot. Please do not look at the public school as this is a way for them to babysit your kids 5 days a week for 6-7 hours a day. Do you care what they're teaching your children? These are the formative years. Chances are this school has got your kids longer than you're going to have the kids. And bedtime is not included there. They actually spend more waking time in the school than they probably do with the parents. So as a parent, are you to sit around and try to guess what these teachers are telling your kids to counteract their propaganda? Leave the kiddies alone, you perverted sons of guns. Leave them the hell alone. I don't know about y'all, but you know what? We ought to send lifeboats to California and invite all the good people to get on board and just sink that whole damn state. Well, it was an old cheesy Superman movie. What was it? Lex Luthor was going to blast the San Andreas Fault, and he was buying up all the property. Anything west of that San Andreas Fault, California in general, was going to slide into the sea, and he's going to have new beachfront property. You know what? That sounds like a pretty damn good idea. Or I'm waiting for this one next, folks. I'm waiting for this one. Now, California has been threatened with sanctions because they're doing their sanctuary cities. Well, you're not going to get funding. Well, they're putting up court battles over this one. But I'm waiting for California to say, you know what? Y'all are haters, and we're here for our communities and our communists and our sexually impaired or confused people, and well, we just want to secede from the union. In the case of California, and folks, it's really no better than Washington or Oregon. Holy mackerel. Go ahead and leave the union. But tell you what, we're going to build a wall. We're going to keep you in California. If we can't shove you 5 or 10 miles offshore so you have your own little island of insanity, we're going to put up a wall to keep your butts in there. I know that's not an actual solution, but what a private little fantasy, huh?
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, the medical police state, oh gosh, the vaccine, pro-vaccine freaks out there want police to kick down doors and forcibly vaccinate children, and if necessary, at gunpoint. Over at Natural News, the National Meningitis Association, the NMA, convened on May 8th in New York City to advance vaccine impact. Wow, how aptly named that is. And spread their fake science propaganda through several industry shills and pharma panel mouthpieces, including their insidious little leader and vaccine sales puppet, Paul Offit. Now, the pernicious and perverted huckster gathering was moderated by a charlatan, that being one Arthur Allen from Politico, a fake news outfit, known for all kinds of stuff. The NMA meeting, the main goal was to use reverse psychology to cast the blame on anti-vaxxers for vaccine failures. and to cover up all the chemical violence that's been perpetrated on Americans from the carcinogenic ingredients in vaccines, namely mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, MSG, and live attenuated virus combinations. Now, what they're doing is promoting more autism by pushing vaccines through fake science and propaganda. Remember what we said, that a doctor could earn hefty money by making sure all those little babies that people are bringing into their to his office to get shot up with this stuff. He gets a big fat bonus, man. He's making money off of poisoning your children. Dr. Paul Offit, also known as the Skeptical Raptor, just so happens to be on the board of directors at the Autism Science Foundation. Yet he's the same freak who created the Rotateg virus for rotavirus that contains two ominous strains of deadly pig viruses from China called Circovirus, known to cause fatal intestinal twisting in infants. See, if they don't twist you physically, they're going to twist you mentally. Now, auspiciously, the ASF president, Alison Singer, was one of the lead panelists spreading propaganda at the National Meningitis Association, the expert panel meeting on vaccine issues. Now, here's a full list of the hucksters and chemical violence pushers, the NMA, at the WannaSee meeting, and their final solution for snuffing anyone who exposes vaccine fraud. Amy Middleton, or Middleman, from Oklahoma University School of Medicine. Paul Offit, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and University of Pennsylvania. Dorit Rubenstein Rice, University of California, Hastings College of Law. William Schaffer, or Schaffner, I should say, Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, Alison Singer, Jason Schwartz, and Paul Lee. Wait a minute. Aren't most of those people Jewish? I'm being anti-Semitic. Advancing vaccine propaganda for profit by selling more harmful vaccines and treating symptoms of autism spectrum disorder. They make your child sick, and then they want to fix them. Ain't no fixing this autism. Here's a scary quote from the NMA lead propagandist at the meeting. Quote, "What's the best way to convince a parent to get vaccines is to have an outbreak. I mean, nothing escalates like a virus." Then he goes on to say, "Measles scared them, and so that's it. Fear sells. People are compelled much more by fear than by reason." Wow. Is the insidious Offit suggesting the vaccine industry purposely spread infectious diseases and start an outbreak in order to coerce parents into vaccinating their children? I want to finish this, but I'll leave you with this thought before the break. What if they just keep letting illegals from all over the world in here with diseases that we've already eradicated? Oh, wouldn't that be a way to scare the hell out of people?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
NutraMedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Yeah.
Well, my wife.
All right, we are back.
My little girl to school.
Now, are they actually suggesting that they purposely spread infectious diseases? Well, that would be kind of draconian, don't you think? But as I said before the break, why not keep letting all these illegals in? You know, I mean, let's reintroduce to the American people all the diseases that we spent a hell of a lot of time get rid of. I mean, just... Now, the CDC and their lead senior scientists have already admitted to the autism vaccine connection and to conspiring to cover up valid research, revealing that these MMR vaccines massively spiked autism rates for African-American boys under the age of 3. Quick, get the phone. Tell Black Lives Matter. Now, you may be asking yourself what the disease meningitis has to do with all this and why the panel of vaccine hucksters all represented and hosted by the National Meningitis Association. Well, the answer is really quite simple. Remember after the faked miracle polio vaccine was invented? The historical data and statistics for polio were abruptly skewed to fool Americans and the world into believing vaccines worked. Now, most cases of polio that did not cripple children were labeled as meningitis, while the crippling cases, and I guess it was called poliomyelitis, were also labeled as polio. Now, this made it look like polio was being eradicated across the board and also kept parents scared to death that if they didn't get their children injected, the odds of their kids being crippled by polio were very high, even though those odds were very, very low. Check your arm. You got one of those marks on your arm, don't you? Now, the entire history of vaccines is based on fake science and propaganda. And spreading the fake consensus that vaccines are safe and efficient when they're really dangerous and experimental. Now, the NMA panel expressed their concerns about social media spreading the truth about vaccine damage. Oh. They suggested everyone watching their live feed of the propaganda to use their hashtag YesVaccines, to help them all profit from pushing vaccine violence. One of the hosts pushes the fake consensus that all vaccines are 100% safe and effective. Even though the industry has paid out over $3 billion, that's right, folks, I said B, $3 billion in damages to vaccine-injured families. And that is not a theory, that is very well documented. The panelists use scare tactics to push their agenda just like they did 50 years ago. Bleeding out stories of child amputees or victims of the spread of the meningococcal meningitis. They say mandates are the best tool in the toolbox for enforcing their maximum effort or mass vaccination program in America. At gunpoint. Now, these pro-vaccine freaks and junk science extremists want nothing more than the police and child services strapping down children and force injecting them with known neurotoxins. NMA targets pre-college high school teens, specifically at the clandestine forums. Now, these vaccine violence pusher freaks attacked Robert Kennedy Jr. and renowned Dr. Andrew Wakefield for speaking out against deadly mercury that's still in several vaccines at very high doses, including most influenza vaccines or the flu shots. These charlatans want to take down the I've had enough of the crap. Is your head boiling yet? Have you gotten to the point, folks, that, you know, I had a just an aberrant thought during the last break. You know, if you want to melt snowflakes, turn up the heat. And I mean, turn it up. I won't tell you exactly what I'd said, but man, I was thinking it. You got the CDC that admits that there were cover-ups taking place. You know, this is not on the news that they had to pay out $3 billion to families that were injured. And trust me, folks, they didn't pay out as being hush money. They paid this out because they had to. And evidently, the people that were damaged, you don't get paid off unless you've got a case. Okay, let's go to the next ridiculous story of the day here. Did you post my FBI story up there? You just posted it. All right, let me go back to our site, republicbroadcasting.org. Now, here's one from the Washington Post. Okay, I keep hitting home and it keeps taking me... Oh, here it is. FBI says lack of public interest in Hillary email justifies withholding documents. Say what? Hillary Clinton's case isn't interesting enough to the public to justify releasing the FBI's files on her. The Bureau said this week in rejecting an open records request by a lawyer seeking to have the former Secretary of State punished for perjury. Ty Clevenger, the lawyer, has been trying to get Mrs. Clinton and her personal lawyers disbarred for their handling of her official emails during her time as Secretary of State. He's met with resistance among lawyers, and now his request for information from the FBI's files has been shot down. FBI Records Management Section Chief David M. Hardy told Mr. Clevenger in a letter Monday, "You have not sufficiently demonstrated that the public's interest in disclosure outweighs personal privacy interest of the subject." Huh? What? What? We're talking about crooked Hillary here. We're talking about if you get into the Clinton Foundation, you get into these emails, if the case is proven, this old biddy's going to jail for the rest of her damn life. They're going to have to throw her in jail. This is not going to be a little golf course, minimum security prison kind of deal. No, 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 no. There's enough in this woman to throw her so far in jail they'd have to pump sunshine and air into her. Of which, if I had the ability, I'd cut it off in a New York second. It is incumbent upon the requester to provide documentation regarding the public's interest in the operations and activities of the government before records can be processed pursuant to the FOIA, Mr. Hardy wrote. He's not doing a popularity contest, even if that was correct, and it's not. I'm sorry, did they miss the Trump rallies where tens of thousands of people would show up and chant jail Hillary? There wasn't any public interest? I'm sorry. Did he rip Van Winkle there for a while? Did he go to sleep? Oh, there's not enough public interest to qualify. Well, wait a minute. This is a Freedom of Information Act by a lawyer for a case. This is not a popularity contest. This is not counting how many stupid people don't know what's going on or don't care to know, or playing identity politics where nothing short of a house falling on them, like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Maybe Mr. Hardy needs a house dropped on him. I don't know. Mrs. Clinton is the 2016 Democrat presidential nominee, former chief diplomat, former U.S. senator, and formerly first lady, and I use that term lightly, of both the U.S. and Arkansas. Her use of a secret email account to conduct government business while leading the State Department was front page news for much of 2015 and 2016, and was so striking that the then FBI director broke with procedure and made both a public statement and appearances before Congress to talk about the Bureau's probe. In the end, the FBI didn't recommend charges against Mrs. Clinton, concluding that while she risked national security, she was too technologically inept to know the dangers she was running, so no case could be made against her. Well, hell, can I use the Jonathan Pollard defense here? Can I use this for Jonathan Pollard? Maybe he didn't know what he was doing. The FBI says it will only release records from its files if a subject consents or is dead or is of such public interest that it overrides privacy concerns. Excuse me, a public interest? She was the first twit of Arkansas and the President of the United States. She was a senator. She was the Secretary of State. I mean, what more interest? If you don't think honesty is in the public interest, this shows you exactly where the FBI is here. Now, where's this new dude that just took up the reins of the FBI? I don't see his name mentioned in the story. What say him? Seeking to clear up any confusion over the level of public interest, one person forwarded to the Washington Times a petition started on the White House website to demand release of the documents. The assumption made by Mr. Hardy that such a release is not in the public interest is invalid, and the FBI should immediately release these documents. Mr. Clevenger said he thought it would have been clear why Mrs. Clinton's case was of public interest, but he sent documentation anyway to these clowns, pointing to a request by members of Congress for an investigation of whether Mrs. Clinton perjured herself in testimony in Capitol Hill. Clevenger told the Washington Times, he said, "I'm just stunned. This is exactly what I would have expected had Mrs. Clinton won the election, but she didn't." It looks like the Obama administration is still running the FBI. How can a story receive national news coverage and not be a matter of public interest? If this is the new standard, that there is no such thing as a public interest exception. They just don't deem that it's a public interest. What? Oh, my God. So let's see what's going on in the world today as far as socio and economic. Oh, well, that sucks. We've got people out there that are bookmarking, if you will, and people that are eliminating people from the internet. You know, these radicalized people out there that just have this desire to know what the hell's going on in the government. So as long as we have the FBI covering up for criminality, and as long as we have the public interest using these websites, that they're hell-bent on rejecting anybody that's talking about politics other than snowflakes, or is talking about vaccines and their dangers, or talking about the fiat money system, or give it a name, give it a title, give it a time, give it a date, I don't care what. You've got these people. Did you post that one up? Yes. Well, you're, man, I ask, and you've just preceded me by mere seconds. All right. Now, if I can get, there we go. I'm getting at a point, folks, that it's just, this is just, for me, I am underwhelmed of how overwhelmed we really have become. The war on truth has reached a fever pitch as Google has made it their mission to annihilate the independent media, that being you and me, folks. The new media led by the likes of Breitbart, Natural News, and many other independent sites will have an uphill battle when it comes to getting their content in front of readers. Google has announced that they will be doubling down on their Orwellian practice of making stories disappear from their monopolistic search engine. Outlined in their Gestapo-like 160-page handbook, if you care to read it, it is linked to the story on republicbroadcasting.org. Google describes exactly how they plan to suppress any information they deem unfit for readers. And I'll give you an example here. Pages that directly contradict well-established scientific or medical consensus for queries seeking scientific or medical information, unless the query indicates the user is seeking an alternative viewpoint. Pages that directly contradict well-established historical facts. Maybe unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. Unless the query clearly indicates the user is seeking an alternative viewpoint. Now, these two guidelines provided by Google should set off alarm bells to anybody who has a thirst for knowledge, or anybody that has the audacity to examine both sides of a topic. Imagine only being able to see and hear the corporate narrative on such important issues like vaccines, 9/11, holistic health, hell, let's even go back to the Kennedy assassination, climate change, banking alternatives, and many other important matters, that's only scratching the surface. This information from Google's handbook was first uncovered by Melissa Dykes at TruthStream Media, who made a great video that eloquently breaks down the importance of this complex issue. And if this thing is not very long, which I think I can squeeze the majority of this in, kill that. Pot me up.
I've never seen anything like this. This isn't just that we can describe it as Orwellian. It's straight out of Orwell's 1984. If you recall that book, which everyone should reread because it's apparently become more relevant now than ever, remember there was a distinction between the truth, which was actually what was happening, the actual circumstances, and fact. Facts in that book are just what people believed to be the circumstances. And Google, I'm sorry, this makes me so uncomfortable, it hurts my brain. Google has now released new guidelines that aren't just targeting conspiracy websites. They are openly directly targeting him, and they say that. But they're targeting any site which would even attempt to contradict what they claim are well-established historical and scientific facts. That is their wording. So one of the examples in this document talks about how they're going to rate main content on web pages, and that's how the pages show up in search rankings. Websites that present unsubstantiated conspiracy theories as if the information were factual, and then it gives an example of the Vatican's knowledge of the planet Nibiru. That's a pretty far out there theory for a lot of people, but as we all know, this has to do with anything that contradicts what they want people to think about how reality is. Google's Eric Schmidt, of course, attending Bilderberg every year.
Help us understand, where's the future of search going?
Well, when you use Google, do you get more than one answer? Of course you do.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a bug.
Yeah.
We have more bugs per second in the world.
No,
because we should be able to give you the right answer just once.
So they're going to determine what it is that people are allowed to see on the internet. It used to be, we talked about this, ranking information, hiding information from people. But now in their new document, it's the new quality raters guidelines. They put out certain examples of conspiracy theory websites they're going to target. But it isn't just that. It's not even remotely just that. It's not going to be limited to just the outlandish, crazy conspiracy theories. Which, by the way, is why I think some of them are being pushed so hard right now. Some of the ones that you cannot wrap your mind around. I think the reason they're doing that is so they can discredit anyone who dares to ask any questions that go against what Google calls well-established scientific and historical facts. And just lump everybody together in the crazy bag. Buried in this 160 pages, down on page 108, you have this description of ratings of fails to meet that should be assigned to results that are considered helpful or satisfying to no or very few users. Now look at the last two bullet points on here. Pages that directly contradict well-established scientific or medical consensus, and pages that directly contradict well-established historical facts. So you'll remember just a couple of years ago when the buzz term under Obama was the science is settled on climate change. The science is settled. Remember how they kept saying that over and over and over?
Well, the science is settled, everybody. Sorry.
As if you just say it repeatedly, that means it's true. Or websites that will extol all the virtues of vaccinations without providing anybody any information about the very real health risks. And well-established historical facts, geez, I guess that means the magic bullet theory for the JFK assassination. That would be a well-established historical fact, and so that will be what people get to see online. And anything that contradicts or questions what they determine is a well-established scientific, medical, or historical fact. Well, that information is going to get buried. It doesn't matter if, like on our channel, we're showing declassified documents. And now, you have a new thing they've put up on YouTube to let me know that a lot more of my videos have now been identified as not suitable for advertisers. And I've explained this to you guys before. This isn't even about demonetization. This has to do with the burying of content and putting it in a virtual box so other people can't see it, making sure it doesn't show up in searches, making sure it doesn't come up as related content for other videos, making sure that even sometimes my own subscribers who sign up for alerts to my videos coming out don't get those alerts, so they have no idea I even put a new video up unless they come and physically check it. And no one sees the video unless viewers share it themselves on Facebook and Twitter and all that, which of course, as we know, Facebook has their own quality control system that's going to match up with Google. This is where the whole fake news thing was always going. It was always going to this level of Orwellian censorship. And why? Because as I've told you guys many times before, the World Wide Web, which they very purposefully called the web, has always been a cybernetic feedback loop of communication and control. They're controlling what people think with this. Literally.
One way to think about this is we're trying to make people better people. Literally give them better ideas, better augmenting their experience. Think of it as augmented humanity.
Why can I say that? Because just before these new guidelines came out, NPR put out this article. They were all miffed because they claim that people aren't getting the well-established medical quote-unquote facts. And one of the examples they give in here has to do with what they claim is misinformation about the health benefits of colloidal silver. That's tip of the iceberg, okay? About what they claim are medical facts, quote-unquote. They always put articles like this out, by the way, right before they're going to hit everyone with their new guidelines. It's a problem-reaction-solution tactic. So I skipped past all that and just got right down into the meat of this article where they always bury the information that they figure most people won't read because they just read the first paragraph in the headline. And it says the reason this matters is because what shows up in search results shapes people's opinions. They know that the first things that people see when they Google something is going to be what most people just automatically believe. They're not going to go do their own research. They've replaced their brain with Google. And they could sway people's opinion based on what they showed. If it was mostly negative information or mostly positive information, they could get people to believe whatever they wanted them to. And that's what it says down here. The ordering is everything. So the big finding is the degree to which we can manipulate people's healthcare decisions simply by changing the rankings of search results. And I've been getting messages from people lately saying they are censoring especially any kind of video that's warning about this right here, or that's warning about AI making decisions, because these decisions about these rankings are all being made by computers. The decisions on our YouTube channel about what's going to be seen by people, that's all AI making those decisions. That's
artificial intelligence. You have been augmented, folks. They're there to make you better informed people. Wow. Just use off the top of your head. You know, what have we been told? What was the Gulf of Tonkin incident? It's an incident that didn't take place. Remember? That was cooked up. That was LBJ's doing to get us into Vietnam. Story after story after story that's been passed off to the American public as being fact, when it was really a government-sponsored and often repeated lie. And I had a problem when I first heard that, well, people are upset because they're being demonetized. You know, that they were making money off of their clicks. Well, you know, I've been, with all due deference to Gary Franchi, I watched him peddle YouTube videos that were milquetoast. And he was getting crap loads of views. Now I know why. Because he was running milquetoast crap. And I go, hey, this is cool. It's milquetoast. I didn't stop Gary from getting monetized under this. And to my, I've looked at the list. I didn't see his news channel. I didn't see that pointed out. But I see a lot of others that they're looking at, like Breitbart, WhatReallyHappened.com, Blacklisted News. These people are on our network. Judicial Watch. These people have made a career out of suing crooked politicians.